share of the spoils, 6 points down early in the second half. A really, really tough day to play football in because the conditions were playing as part. What's your takeaway from today?
Ah, yeah, well, now, in fairness, the conditions were slippy underfoot, but the pitch was in great shape now. I suppose at half time, we were 3 points down, and we knew Michael was going to be out for the next 6 minutes with a black card. But all of a sudden, Galway tagged on 3 more points, and you looked at the scoreboard, and there were 6 in it. You know, so at that stage, it nearly looked like the game was getting away from us. But obviously, when Michael went back on, we conceded the black or the red card to Stevie, then 2 yellows. So,
what was your take on the 2 cards, the red and the black?
Well, I suppose the first was, you know, some days you get a yellow, and other days you wouldn't. And I suppose then, when you're on a yellow card, you have to be careful. And he went out and put, I don't know if he made contact or not, but when you put yourself in that position, you're leaving yourself open. So it was unfortunate. Now, I suppose we got the black and we got 2 yellows in our head. But you know, I think for Stevie's, or for Michael's black card and Stevie's foul, I don't know who pulled him down, but it was a high tackle and he dragged him to the ground. Yeah. Like, so I think there should have been some kind of, I don't know what the rules in the black card are, but yeah, it definitely should have been a yellow at least. But now we have to take responsibility for our own, for the black and for the 2 yellows for Stevie. And you know, we have to look at that and not put ourselves in them positions that we can get cards.
Yeah, but you managed the situation, particularly when Stephen was sent off. You've managed the situation very, very well. So we used that. And that was probably the toughest test of the year in this campaign for you.
I know, in fairness, like, you know, when you're watching the boys in that last 30 minutes or just under 30 minutes there, coming back from a 6 down, you know, they showed great character. And to come and leave with a draw now, you'd be definitely happy with the boys because, you know, as they're saying themselves, you're playing against 14, but the big thing is that you're defending with 10 against 11, and that's the difficult part. And you know, when we're chasing the game too, Galway obviously having that extra man in attack and us needing to get the ball back, you just weren't trying to keep them out to stop them scoring, you're trying to get them out to get the ball back to be able to go up and get an equaliser or get closer to Galway.
Yeah, we have to mention Conor O'Donnell's goal because it was a fine strike. You would have been proud of it, wouldn't you?
It was brilliant how, you know, he carried. I think he carried from the halfway line or just maybe in his own half maybe. He carried the whole field, and then like he stepped onto his right foot and put it in the top corner. And you know, it just shows you the ability he has, that, you know, last week he had an unbelievable finish with his left, and the day he was able to step onto his right and finish. So fair play to him. Now it was a top class goal, and you know, it's a pity just we weren't able to push on a wee bit more, and because at that stage, I don't know if it put us 4 up, maybe.
Four up,
was it? And to end up then being 3 down at half time, you know, so it's a pity we didn't capitalise on it.
Mm. Other moments, obviously, we have to mention the 2-pointer. It's Patter's first ever 2-pointer scoring for
it's the first ever.
It's the first ever, yeah.
It was unbelievable.
So there you go. And listen, it was a fine strike. It was a fine strike out there on the left.
Yeah, because he can kick a lot. He kicks a lot from that side, and maybe they're just inside the. Just inside the arc for ones, but you know, it was a great strike. It was left foot, and you know, there's pressure obviously because it was our last chance maybe to get we needed a 2-pointer at that stage. So that was a top class kick, and you know, I think he learned from the one he had just before where he stepped inside the arc. I think he pulled it a wee bit, but he learned from that, and that's the sign of a good player. Whenever you know you learn from previous kicks or previous things that happen in the game, and you know, thankfully he was able to chip that over and get the point for us.
Your old playing buddy Michael Murphy still going well. He played a leader's role in there, so he did.
He was excellent, and he showed for ball, and everything stuck, and he created. And I think he might have chipped in with one, but it was the stuff he did, assists and setting up play, and even, you know, he won a ball in the middle of the field there. There's 2 or 3 men hanging off him, and he came out with the ball. And so it's good to see, and it's nice to see him stepping back in. And I was reading the programme before the game there, and 194 games is at his place. So
level Neil's record,
Level Neil's record, and it's unbelievable. Like, you know, fair play to him, and you know, we're delighted that he's back out there today again and showing good form.
What about Oisin? Oisin didn't feature today at all, and heard all the young kids here out the window calling at him when he was coming out of the changing room. I suppose, why did he miss today, and will he be back in a couple of weeks' time, will he?
It's only a bit of a niggle there, so it'll only be short term. I'll be back in a few weeks' time again, so nothing to be concerned about.
Listen, there was lots of changes today to the side, so there was and obviously Kieran wasn't here, and Shane O'Donnell wasn't here, picked up stuff last week against Armagh. So were you happy with the performances, about the changes that you made and how those players that came in done today?
Aye, definitely. The boys, you know, in fairness, they did very well, the fellas that came in, and it's nice to be able to, you know, we're in a position now that you can rotate the panel, and it's not that you're wanting to either, it's you need to, and you need all these players. And with three games 1 week after another. It's sore in the bodies of the players and that, and you're going to pick up niggles. But no, the boys did well. Did very well when they came in. So thankfully, now with, you know, getting the point today, we're in a good enough position into the last two league games. Yeah. So,
and you have a 2 week break as well, which will help break, with these injuries.
Yeah, exactly, and help your bodies back in the field. So,
yeah.
No, it's all good, like, and it's to be expected. Obviously, picking up a couple of niggles, and you know, it's good that we can have boys in to slot on and pick up the pieces.
Yeah, still sitting top of the table. That is 9 points now. You have
from 9 points.
Yeah, from the five games, so two to go, both away from home. They won't be easy. You have to go to Roscommon and you have to go to Monaghan, who at that stage may be relegated. But listen, can we now talk about possible league finals, can we, or is it still too early for that?
Well, it's looking very likely, I suppose, if you're sitting at the top of the table and you're not talking about a league final with two games left. You know, it's obviously, it's, if we won one of those last two games, it's very likely we'll be in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Kerry, they've lost one and drawn one, so, and we've got the head-to-head on Kerry. And, obviously, Mayo's in a similar position, maybe a point less, maybe than Kerry, or a point more. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Look at it tonight.
I know when Jim's here and he's doing his pieces after, he doesn't like talking about a league final. That's what I'm asking you.
No, exactly. Well, it's hard to, when you're two games left, it's hard not to mention the stage, like, but it's looking likely, I suppose. And, you know, it's good now of 2 weeks, obviously, to build for the Roscommon game, but it puts you back in the same position if you do end up in a league final. You have 3 weeks, three games on the bounce. So it's about managing players, obviously, going into those last two games and maybe for a potential league final.
Yeah. Just finally then, wrapping up today, share this boys a point, a very good, solid point. Is that the way the management looks at it, Colin?
Aye, definitely. Well, I think, you know, you'd be very pleased with the way they finished, and, like, they played 40 minutes today with 14 men between the black card and the red, and you know, they show great character to come back and get a point. I suppose we'll look at why we were in that position. Maybe discipline let us down slightly, and you know, I think a lot of Galway scores came from probably us giving them back the ball or coughing up possession. So that's something to look at. But you know, obviously Galway, we knew that going into the game, they're very good at a high press and very good at putting pressure on when you're on the ball. But I suppose that's something we feel probably we should have managed better, and you know, if we did take care of the ball better, probably we would have been in a better position going into that second half as well.